It's 6:47, and now it's time for Dear Scott, where we answer your texts and emails. Read out by a posh lady from Radio 4. First one.
Hi, Scott. I went to PC World in Exeter today and saw that someone had changed the login names of a load of the display computers from PC World to Barry World. Made me laugh and thought I'd share. Kate Fenton, XX.
I quite like getting the Barry out there a bit more.
That's nice.
Backs of vans, etc. If anyone wants to change, you know, the screens on computers, that's absolutely fine by us. Get the Barry message out. I've got an amazing article from Wales Online to read you later about a radio show that's coming to Barry Island.
Really?
Yep.
Who could that be?
Similar to this one. Next.
Dear Scott, dig the show, keep up the good work.
Dig the show.
70s.
Thanks for cheering me up this morning as I had a hectic night with Annie Nightingale. You keep me all very entertained. From the Duke, Mark Kubacki.
I think Dig the Show is more 50s.
Yeah, it is. What hectic night would he have had, she had, with Annie Nightingale?
I'm just thinking, did the Duke go out with Annie Nightingale, or were they just listening to her on the radio? Because Annie can party with the best of them.
Isn't the Duke David Dickinson?
Yeah. I'm not sure about anyone that calls himself the Duke.
David Dickinson and Annie
I'm immediately suspicious, aren't you?
Yeah.
David Dickinson and Annie Nightingale.
Oh, really?
That's a love match.
No, he's happily married to that orange woman.
Oh.
No, she's more like mahogany. Put. She's more kind of there. No, you know what I mean. They've got matching tans.
Yes, I know who you mean, yeah.
Anyway, maybe text us back and let us know whether you were out with Annie or whether you were just listening to her show. Next!
Hi, Scott. Remember this date, the 6th of July, 2008. Just so it's clear, I'll say it again. The 6th of July, 2008.
Right, when was that?
Two days ago.
Okay, good.
The point of this date is that this is my girlfriend's birthday. Oh. Being the loving, devoted boyfriend I am, I'm trying to ensure her 19th birthday is going to be a memorable occasion for her.
Oh, rubbish.
Right.
Okay, maybe we should listen to this before.
Mm.
Okay.
As she continually reminds me, she is totally in love with you. Don't worry, we're only talking minor obsession. Lol. But I do know that above all of the presents and birthday stuff I'm gonna do for her, I know that a happy birthday wish from you would rank way above all of this. Her name is Charlotte McCran, Chazza, and as I said, she is turning 19 on, guess it, yes, the 6th of July 2008. Oh. So what I was wondering is, would you do me the very big favour of phoning her on her birthday, just to wish her well? I do not mean to inconvenience you or put you out of your way, and I really do mean just a phone call, as I appreciate you're a busy guy. She was absolutely over the moon when you accepted her as a Facebook friend and still talks about it, so I know this will just please her no end. I know I'm always gonna be second on her list of favourite guys, right behind you, lol. So I'm just interested to know if you would do this favour for me so I can make her day as enjoyable as it can be. Thank you for your time, Scott. Regards, Matt.
God.
Second place favourite fella.
He sounds a nightmare to go out with.
God, it's long, wasn't it?
Are you gonna? Why is he right behind you, anyhow?
I've no idea.
All right.
Now, he wanted me to call his girlfriend 2 days ago. I'm really sorry about that. I would have done, but it's too late now.
Right. So you're gonna? You could.
I'm
still
sure she'd like it just as much today as she would have done 2 days ago.
Yeah. Should I give her a call after the show?
Just say happy birthday, Chazza.
Happy birthday, Chazza, for 2 days ago. Happy 19th birthday. Brilliant. I hope that's done it.
Yeah. Tell your boyfriend to be a bit more succinct next time.
Also, Chaz, I don't mean to ruin your birthday 2 days ago, but I'm not actually on Facebook.
No.
But that's an imposter, I think. So,
well, maybe you could get him to call her then, save you the time.
Yeah.
We're not actually friends.
That could be an idea, actually.
What? The Scott Mills on Facebook calls people up?
Just get him to do stuff that you can't be bothered with.
I quite like it.
That'll be a lot of things, though.
Next!
Hi, Becky. Ooh. Now my nerves have settled down, I can write to tell you I very much enjoyed talking to you all and becoming the real Slim Barry.
Oh, it's Barry, is it?
Yeah, from Friday.
Mainly due to the nerves, I forgot to ask. My fiancé, Lizzie Hilton, thinks you're the best part of the show. And it would be fantastic if you could send her a signed photo or even leave her a message on her phone.
Oh, no, no, no. What's happening now?
I think she's made this one up herself.
Yeah, I demand to see this email or text.
We're getting married in November this year. You're all more than welcome. welcome, by the way. Ooh. So a best wishes message would be fantastic. We are really nice people and not stalkers. Winking smiley. I too would very much appreciate a memento from my namesake, if possible. This is my first and highly likely to be my last time on the radio, and I'd really like something to show my friends. Best regards, Barry Mills.
Thanks, Barry Mills. Shall we go in November then?
I think we should go to the wedding. Also, I was wondering which of my holiday snaps I should send to his fiancée, because obviously I don't have any publicity.
Oh, no, you
pictures.
Don't have any. Yeah, so, have you got any from, like, previous holidays you could send?
Well, I've got loads of camping ones.
Yeah, you have.
You and a cagoule on a camping trip. He'll love it.
Where are those ones from that, the ones you showed me the other day? Were you on the beach?
Yeah, they're from North Wales.
Yeah, send one of them. Just send one of them.
Yeah, shall I sign
it? I mean, it is just you on holiday.
Sign it. Reply with a winking smiley. Whatever.
Barry will still like it. If you've got any correspondence you want to send to us, text 81199 scott.mills@bbc.co.uk on email.
Or Becky will make them up about herself like that one.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.